Hello, this is Gabriel McBird. I'm in a place near where I'm working called the Codfather. Very boring name for a restaurant, but it's chips. I've ordered doner meat and chips, which I regard as a reasonable test of a place's general quality. Doner meat's often appalling. And so far, the chips are quite crispy. Right, they are Radio 4 chips, they're not done in dripping, but I can't expect that down here. The doner meat, which I'm chewing on now, is... I've seen a couple of reviews on Fosbury. People said this place was a reliable doner kebab. I'd say that sums it up. If doner meat's what you're after, it's not sort of proper lamb. But it's, you know, it comes with all the bits you'd expect, chilies and cabbage and all that. I don't know what the prices are like, but chips are somewhat better than average. And yeah, the doner meat's very acceptable, so I'll come back to you with prices ASAP. Okay, well, the deal I had was very cheap indeed. I don't know whether they gave me a few reductions, but it came to £5.70. As I said, doner meat is never going to be the best in the world. I did kind of get bored of it. It wasn't too greasy, but yeah, it's a massive wad and loads of salad and loads of really quite nice crispy chips. Two cans of Dr. Pepper, so considering that someone was charged £2.50 for large chips, which I think is a bit full on, just to say the least. Yeah, I've got no complaints at £5.70. And if that really is the price of what it costs to eat in there, then I have to give the place an 8, really. Overall. And I'd like it to have been, you know, even like a pound or two dearer and have better quality, but, you know, I suppose it's all about what the market will stand. I'll certainly, you know, have some a more ordinary type chippy meal there, because as I say, the chips were crispy, quite tasty, all right, not cooked in dripping, but tasty. And they stayed reasonably crispy even when they started to go cold. So, yeah, decent chip shop, I'd say, and generally a good find.